Blog Talk Radio.
You know, this one is called Lucifer's Hymn, and I want to say it's very powerful, but it's like making my house like active for some reason. Does anybody who listens to the show? Does anyone have any haunted homes that you live in? Mine was weird. Now, I don't know if anyone's had an experience like this before, but like right now, it's all of a sudden super cold after I started playing this hymn. Now, I will say that the spirits in this house reacted differently to certain things, but it seemed over Samhain, the time from when the veil had lifted up into the point to where it closed, you know, it was odd because it was as if they were gone. But definitely we have someone here, or a couple of them. I was coming in from the lanai, and I probably was a few steps into the living room area, and the door was open still. And I swear, it felt as if someone came and hit me in the back of the my shoulders and my head and my neck with a pole, something metal. And they hit me 2 times. And I actually saw stars. And I started fumbling, actually, forward. I tumbled a little bit. I stumbled, actually. And I just felt this weird, searing pain on my back. And I swear, it was as, and I could feel the momentum behind the energy. Something had came, run from through back here into the living room and had hit me on the way in, like with everything that they had, and then they ran out the door. Now, I had sent a video to Sammy not too long ago, around Christmas, and he showed me a screenshot where it looked like a black figure, at least 6 feet tall, I would say, was sitting, legs out, like, on the couch. Would this be the same figure that had a lot of enough energy to actually cause me physical harm? I don't know. But there's definitely... This living room has gotten so cold. Oh, my God. I have changed my studio area this morning to the living room, and I started playing the hymns, and now my living room is, like, so cold and so active, I don't want to be in there. I hate this. They, like, last time when they were gone, I have not been this spooked in so long. I was in the kitchen doing the dishes and I was cleaning up, and somebody was there. Someone was fucking behind me, and I looked quickly, and the person was there, but they were a mist, and they disappeared into the air. I've had a couple of these instances before in Stillwater, Oklahoma, very much so, especially at my own house. But this house, there's people here. It is so cold in the living room now. Like, why? What is the part? It was not like this. And I felt welcome in my living room. And now I do not feel welcome in this living room after playing this music. This is funny. It's now playing what is called the Death Hymn. Now, I don't know if any witches out there have heard of this. You may have even seen it. I think it was on Charmed as well, but it's an actual thing, and they kept it pretty accurate. There is a beetle. It's like the death beetle. When you find one in your house and it's making noise, someone's going to die. I found one of these in my house, but he was not making noise, but he was in my house. I do not know how he got there, especially with Lucifer, because Lucifer is anti-everything movement, no aerial objects, nothing. Everybody's getting got. So I don't know how he missed that one, because then it's big. It's a big beetle. And someone in my house. There's been a lot of weird shit going on in my house. And I feel like my daughter, we have these rubbings from these temples in Thailand, I want to say, where they are. They look Thai. They're actual temple rubbings. But she talks to them, and they have things attached to them. Because like there's three of them right here in this corridor by my mom's room, and it's just strange when you look, like my hair's standing up when I go over there. She is very communicative with spirits, and she's always been that way since she was a baby. She's definitely got the gift. But I tell you what, man, it is cold in my living room now. You guys always do this as soon as they leave. Like, you start coming out to party, and I'm just not having it today. I'm too tired. I've lost an hour, all right, of sleep, okay? I went to bed early, and I got woke up early as fuck to drive to the airport. So, get out. I need to find my sage right now. My head is just too cold. I cannot concentrate. Y'all are going to make it almost. Now you're making me tired. Don't do this. Don't do this. No. Well, I'm just going to throw on a sweater. All right. In my unreasonably, for no reason at all, cold house, which all of a sudden became cold out of nowhere due to hauntings. So we are going to go ahead. Does this help you guys? Oh my God, the fucking pool is going up. I was about to be like, no, what is that sound now? The pool. Oh my God, I hear the pool going on. Okay. I will say I hate being alone in this house sometimes. All right. I kind of went away for a minute. It got a little bit warmer in here. Well, I guess y'all are picky ghosts, aren't you? Well, good, because no one asked for y'all to be here. All right, you guys. So from March 14th to the 20th, this is going to be at 5:21 a.m. The new moon in Pisces marked the beginning of a new cycle occurring last week on Sunday morning, or Saturday morning, apologies. It is a good time to commit to personal goals that express the positive energies of the sign of the fish. These include taking a leap of faith, accepting imperfections in ourselves and in others as a different kind of perfection, starting a project that requires imagination and visualization skills, consciously putting time aside for peaceful and rejuvenating activities, and sharing a dream with another. With this potent Pisces energy, we have the chance to make important changes in our lives. So this new moon is especially creative and romantic with its alignment to Venus and Neptune. Venus and Neptune are approaching a conjunction in the sign of Pisces. The major bodies are direct, contributing to a feeling of moving forward. Ceres and conjunct Chiron in Aries at the same time of this new moon, lending a sense that we're growing and helping one another through sensitivity to our vulnerabilities. This phase of the moon occurred at 23 degrees and 4 minutes of Pisces, affecting people born, personal planets, and points of approximately 19 to 27 degrees of the mutable signs, Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, and Pisces, most significantly. And that will be... Now... We do have the sun is in Pisces from February 18th to March 20th. With the sun in Pisces, we are guided by altruistic feelings. We are less motivated to do more than we feel. Imagine and can dream. A will be what will be attitude reigns right now. As we are guided by a sense of universal correlations, Pisces rules empathy, selfless love, devotion, and wisdom. Its shadow side rules self-pity and feeling of being victimized by life, passivity, and elusiveness. Now the sun is in Aries from March 20th to April 19th. Now in Aries, the sun is enthusiastic and spontaneous. We are motivated by the desire to conquer. We are more impulsive and have the urge to initiate. Aries is in the sign that bounces back quickly. There's a little shame with Aries. It is brave and pioneering and somewhat innocent. We are direct and rather uncomplicated in our needs, but we can also be short-sighted and lack the desire to plan ahead. Now, Mercury in Aquarius from January 8th to March 15th. There has been an extended stay due to the retrograde cycle. When Mercury's in Aquarius, we are hungry for knowledge and open to new and original ideas. We begin to think outside of the box, and our thinking becomes more progressive and objective. Our communication and thought patterns are spontaneous, somewhat fragmented and liberal. This is a time when inventive thinking is at its peak. Yay! And remember, Venus is in Pisces from February 25th to March 21st. Pisces never sees the world in black and white terms. Rather, Pisces sees all colors of the rainbow. With the goddess of love in Pisces, our love is embracing, and we are able to forgive and understand. We are seducible and seductive, and we show compassion to our partners. Venus in Pisces is tender and affectionate, although hard to reach, nevertheless, as there is a longing for something that is hard to define and hard to satisfy. Borders and boundaries blur under Venus and Pisces. The shadow side of this position is allowing ourselves to be victimized or deluded, as well as evasiveness. Now, from March 3rd to April 23rd, Mars is in Gemini. And in Gemini, Mars is considerably more versatile and flexible and considerably less determined and focused. Our interests become more diversified, possibly to the point of going off on so many tangents that we are scattered and ineffective. It is an excellent time for strategizing and devising useful tactics to achieve our desires and goals. We're resourceful and clever, and we know how to use words effectively. Hmm.
Well, all right.
Hello.
Yeah, that's the tea.
Hi, are you pulling tarot cards?
I absolutely am. What can I do for you?
Do you see any new love coming in for me?
New love, very specific. All right, we are going to use a different deck. Yes, you shall use this. Yeah, no problem. Let's get to it.
So where are you calling from?
Detroit, outside of Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, wow, awesome. Very, very cool.
Yes,
we are almost, almost all 50 states, almost. I'm almost in every state. That's crazy. It's so crazy to think how I never thought, like, internet radio, you know, like, who's listening to this? There are a lot of people.
Yeah, surprising.
It really is. I thought, you know, maybe I could, you know, just have something on here, you know, send people to, but people just are flocking to this this platform, so I'm pretty excited about where we're going. I've been on for a little bit over a year, so far so good.
That's awesome.
All right. A new love interest for you. All right, so I'm going to find you on the grid. And then let's see where you are. Where is the mind and soul? Mm-hmm. All right, this deck is cleaned. No worries, you're the only person on, so it is your show now.
Oh, awesome.
All right, so looking and ready, interested. Well, are you prospecting already?
I'm going out.
Okay, my question is more specific. Let me be more in detail here. My question is there already a guy that you're talking to?
I'm talking to more than one guy, but I've gone out with them in the past. So they're kind of more friends as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, well, that helps me, but I see there is something brewing. We do have the Ace of Cups. We've got a Knight of Pentacles. So, meaning, you know, good news around the corner. Things are going to start rolling, if you will. But right now, you're at the Page of Swords. You're at the Eight of Wands. So you've got a lot of decisions up in the air and little things that you're just trying out, thinking about doing. And you have the Page of Swords. So it's telling you to be very visual when it comes to walking down this path. The reason why I say that is because we're going to throw another card on top of this. Queen of Swords. I've got two eights on top of one another here. So I've got an Eight of Swords for your nearest future, and it's with an Eight of Pentacles and the Ace of Pentacles. So as you are sowing seeds here, there is some mental, it's kind of like anxiety, maybe even a little bit of depression. This Ace of Pentacles and Eight of Pentacles, though, there's going to be some issues here. It's more like it's going to cause some mental problem, like not good for your mental health. This person, Wheel of Fortune, shit. All right, so we've got Two-Face. Now, to give you an idea what your deck looks like, I'm using the DC comic one. So on Wheel of Fortune, it's Two-Face, like literally I've got a bunch of cards here that show a personality of this person. I'm picking up a man that you have, you've said you've went out with him before, right?
Yeah.
The one you're, like, really thinking about going back with. Did you guys have, like, relationship issues in the past? Was he moody before?
Yeah, they're all moody.
Okay, thank you. That's okay, so I'm picking up on one that really is going to cause you more problems than not. You've got Two of Cups here, so you're going to say yes to this person, and you're going to flip the coin. So you're going to spin the wheel on that. The Knight of Wands is what your distant future. Now, this is like what you're going to do to handle things, but you guys are going to be in a constant battle because it's the Knight of Wands sitting next to the King of Swords. And, like, literally these two cards next to each other, it's like you are at the ready for battle here. And then he is, like, literally crushing someone and, like, causing, like, turmoil and conflict. And then you have the Wheel here, Wheel of Fortune, which is two-faced, flipping a coin. I feel worried more so dealing with this person. So I threw down another card on top of your Page of Wands, Five of Swords, and it's a Queen of Cups. So being that you're nurturing and you're a kind person and that you give a lot more than you take and are given back, and being that, I guess, are we exhausting all of our options or we're just kind of going back to what we know? We accept the love that we think that we deserve a lot of times without realizing it. This guy, the person that you choose, it seems good. He talks well. He's good at manipulation and very good at, like, wooing you. But what he's not good at is committing and actually bringing forth any sort of actual action. So it's just mm-hmm. basically you doing it all. And that's just going to be what it is. If you choose the person that you're thinking about the most right now, he's the most moodiest of them all. Very bipolar. But you have the lovers. You definitely have a very toxic connection with this person. My advice is the one that you're thinking about going back with, remember how it was before. Now times that times two and extra, like, really the nuance is just, it's just no. It's a no for me. I advise no. No. Do not go back to this person. The reason why, because you've got this King of Cups here, so he's a smooth talker, and you're like, no, don't do it, because you got the Ten of Wands. So as you love the object of to be love, in love and all that, the person that you're attracting back to you is toxic, and you have this hold on you, and it's like you can make a choice to walk away from him, and things will work out. You'll still have your options, but this person who you're thinking about choosing that you have a past with, it's going to be a worse future.
Okay.
And they're all moody. Sometimes we just need to take the whole man and put him in the garbage and just start over.
Yes.
I assume you have, you know, your lady time every month. We already have problems as women. We don't need men who are big, giant man babies, pussy boys. And this guy is not, he's not emotionally available. He tries to be, but he's more so is what is called a tourist. Because he doesn't just have you that he's talking to. He's got other girls that he talks to get his fix. Because if you don't get him attention, and you two are arguing, he's going to go get attention for someone else.
Deep down, I know that. That's why I was asking for new, so that I could help get past all this.
Well, if you want new, first, you got to get through this. Now, like I said, everything will still happen, but this person's in your way.
Okay.
So, I do have a lover's card for the future, okay? So, after you make this decision, because he's in your way, all right.
Okay.
Now for new. There is going to be a new interest, but one should beware, because as you will have a new love interest, he will be sort of the same of what you've been attracting. So you're going to get, you're going to fall out of interest with him rather quickly. You have the Four of Cups here, Page of Pentacles. So basically, the Lover's card, you have the Emperor, you have the King of Pentacles, you have the Strength card. So meaning right now, as a new love interest, seems great. The healing process hasn't truly begun or finished or in the process of, and because of that, you will end up not really getting a new love interest, just more so back to square one, if you will. But you have to finish this chapter with this person first. And then you do have some interest, but you're not going to, it's not for longevity. You're going to get rather bored quickly. You're moving on to a different phase in your life, which is where this Strength card is coming from. Because as of right now, we need to, you've got the Temperance card, so you need to be patient with yourself. And you've got the Judgment card on top of the Strength and Temperance. These cards are yelling at you. You have the Nine of Pentacles on top of this. So in the middle of all of this, the lesson that you're having to learn is you need to follow your intuition. You already know these answers when it comes to this person especially. Now the cards are telling you this is what you need to do, because this is a very big, it's a big deal, okay, because there are major arcana, but there are choices. So as you make this choice, remember, not a good deal. Time to just close that door. Now, you will have other people. It looks like one, two, three. You're going to have about three different other options, but one of them will catch your eye more so, and he's going to be another smooth talker. But after finishing with this guy, you're going to see bullshit right out the door. So as you're going to see bullshit right out the door and be totally annoyed, the loneliness will come in. And that's where the depression and the anxiety that we don't realize that we're experiencing, we don't realize it before it gets too bad. So that's where the Strength card is coming in to tell you, hey, mental strength is something that you have. You've already been through things. This is something you need to finish. So cut this out. Now Temperance is telling you, be kind to yourself. It's time to do the healing. Take that process. Walk these steps. Start doing that shadow work. Judgment is telling you, look, as many cold, dead hands that are reaching out to you from the graveyard. You know, we need to discern what is the best thing to do. Have life and move towards, you know, a world that we don't really know yet and is new to us, or we stick to this world where we've got, you know, a graveyard full of people that are like, hey, come on back here. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's time to meet that next chapter, and your next chapter is about you. So as a new love interest is something that is on your mind, right now is not a great time, because lonely hearts attract monsters. So if you want to have a successful future love interest, then right now we need to get this out of the way and build ourselves up again to where a love interest, whether we have one or not, will not really make or break the scene, because right now it's making or breaking the mental state. And, you know, we see this turmoil here, a little bit of anxiety, a little bit of depression, a little bit of sadness, a little bit of loneliness. But as we have these things, we've got this person here that's like, okay, let's get this back here, and I'm going to hold on to you and suck the very life out of you that you have left. You know, so right now is a time for you to make sure to remember to love yourself and be kind to yourself first. Because this fucking person, I'm just going to scoot this shit away over here. We're going to scoot this guy over here. So now I moved that out of the way. So as we are approaching this new situation, and you're going to get bored as hell. You're going to see bullshit right out the door. This we're going to cut this guy out. Okay. We're going to fix this over here. And we're going to take care of ourselves right now with Strength, Temperance, and Judgment. Okay, so you've got some Pentacles. You've got the Page of Pentacles. You've got the King of Pentacles. You've got the Knight of Pentacles. So right now you do have all of the court cards that one would need to, let's say, have that support system to do, to walk to that next door and open it. So you just have to make the choice. And the Emperor literally is talking to you. It's literally, he's telling you it's time to take control of your life right now. So as you are fixing everything in your foundation and building yourself back up, you'll be able to have a much better success in finding a love interest that isn't like this douchebag over here. Now, I will tell you that your Four of Cups comes soon. So in the next month, you're going to find yourself exhausted in a sense of it's going to get really boring really quick. And it's going to be where you're going to be like, okay, it's time for me time. You're going to control every aspect of your life, and you're going to take control of every aspect. And then this love interest crap that you feel so, like, dauntingly, as I said in the forecast, right now Venus is up to no good for us. So, you know, depending on where you are at in your chart, you're going to feel your love house, your Venus. It's like telling you, hey, I want to be in a relationship right now. That's not ideal. We are at the new moon, so right now contemplation is good. Window shop. Enjoy. But right now you need to enjoy you and build you back to a place where you are the queen of your world. Because as you already are, your court is telling you, hey, it's time to get things back in order. So no worries. It will come soon, but the next few months are going to be a little bit exasperating and very tiring for you emotionally and mentally, especially putting up with whoever this is over here. With terrible, they just have terrible energy. And my advice here is when we are shopping for males, remember, vagina does not need penis. Penis needs vagina, okay? They need us. We don't need them. We just allow them. We're goodly enough to sleep with them, okay? We're nice. And they don't. Most of them don't deserve it. So you're not missing out on much right now. But love is in the cards in the future, just not right now. Right now is a time of rebuilding. You have to heal first, or you're going to end up with another one of those. And don't worry. It's not that you're doing anything wrong. It's just we're very nice, and we're empathic, and we feel, and no, it's not time for that. Someone, the right person for you is going to be giving to you and taking care of you without you even asking or wanting or wishing. You'll know it when it happens. But right now, temperance, strength, and judgment, these are the cards that are yelling at you.
Okay.
I hate when they're like very cryptic, you know, sometimes. But for you, I literally, you know, I could see you. You know, I see your situation. I see you. I feel you. And I really feel right now it's time to get you to know yourself again, if you will.
Well, thank you for helping make this decision.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm happy to do it. Trust me, I know it's hard. And I've only had toxic relationships in my life, so I know what it's like. That's why we do what we do. We change lives one tarot reading at a time. You know, I just hope that you do achieve that shadow work and you're able to heal yourself so that way you can be loved the right way. You know, sometimes when we don't love ourselves the right way, we allow people to treat us in a certain fashion. We're training them to love us that way, you know, because we allow it to happen. And we don't realize that, you know, when we got toxic people, manipulation can feel like love. So just remember that.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling, and I'm usually here Thursday through Sunday doing tarot readings, so if you ever need anything,
okay.
I will be here. And that's the tea, you guys. I'm off to work. Thank you so much for calling. Wash your hands. Wear your mask. Don't go out if you don't have to. Make sure you get that vaccine if you can. Black Lives Matter. Fuck Donald Trump and the GOP and the Biden administration so far. They're doing a great job. So let's keep it up, people. If we can wear our masks and take care of ourselves, we can help others survive this pandemic, especially with these new variants. I love you all, and bye.